So we're holding by Malachim Beis. We're at Perek Dalet, Pasuk Yud Zayin. The shiur started as a schusi l'nishmas Yecheskel Shraga ben Avram Yehuda. It should also be a schusi l'nishmas Moshe ben Daniel and Chaim Elazar ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as a schus for Fur Shleim of Chaim Moshe Shua ben Malka Chemda ben Arachel and Chanalei Abbas Shein Dorachel. It should also be a schus for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we saw previously that Gehazi tells Elisha that the woman does not have any children. Elisha wants to show his gratitude in some way. And so he tells the woman that in a year from now, she's going to have a child. So, Pasuk Yod Zayin, Vatara Isha Vatelet Bey, the woman became pregnant and had a child. La Moyeda Ze Kois Chayo, at that season in the following year. Asher Dibra Ela Elisha, just that Elisha had told her. So, Pasuk Yod Ches, Vayigdal Ayeled, the boy grew up. Vayihi Ayoim, it happened one day. Vayetze El Aviv El Akoitzim. The boy goes out to his father where they were reaping in the field the grain. They were harvesting the crops. And it was a regular day, but the day was getting very hot. Pasuk Yetez, Vayomer al Aviv, and the boy says to his father, Raishi, Raishi, my head hurts, my head hurts. Vayomer al Anar, so he tells his attendant, meaning the father tells one of the attendants in the field, so Eyoel Imoy, go and carry him to his mother. So the Abarbanel explains that it was a hot day, so when the child complains to his father that he has a very bad headache, his father assumed that he was suffering from some sort of heat stroke and that he needed to be taken out of the heat into the shade, so he has the boy carried home to his mother. The Malbim says that the point of the Pasuk telling you Vayigdal Ayeled is that we're going to see the child that dies in the next Pasuk. And so the Malbim says, the Pasuk's telling you, don't think that the child died because somehow he was raised in a very weak fashion and he wasn't raised properly. Rather, Vayigdal Ayeled, the boy was raised in a normal manner. And he grew up and he was a healthy, normal, healthy child. Except that on this day, Vayihi Hayayim Vayetzi Alaviv, he happens to go out to his father on a day when it was very hot out when they were harvesting. And so he complains from the heat, and so his father has him carried home to the mother. What is the double lashon of Reishi Reishi? So the Malbim says very simply, the boy was in terrible pain, so he kept crying out, Reishi Reishi, it hurts a lot. The Barbanel says that sometimes a person gets a headache because that is the underlying issue, that there's a problem in the head. God forbid someone could have a serious neurological issue that's creating a headache or migraines. Or sometimes it's a symptom, but it's a symptom of some other issue in the body, and it's just one of the symptoms that's displaying itself is in the form of a headache. So Reishi Reishi is, it's my head, meaning the pain itself and the underlying problem is in my head. It's not that I have a headache, but it's related to some other issue somewhere else in the body. Reishi Reishi, the underlying problem is the head itself. The Radak says that you don't have to darshan anything with the double lashon. It's the way of people who are in pain that they just continue crying out, ouch, ouch, it hurts. They just cry out without stopping. They repeat themselves. The Malbim continues and says that the father believed that the child was crying out because he wanted his mother. And so therefore the father tells one of the attendants, go take him home to his mother. A child cries, a child wants to be consoled. Most of the time a child prefers the mother, and so therefore the father says, take him to his mother, that probably will help him feel better. So so they carried him, the attendant carried him and brought him to his mother. He sat in her lap until noontime, and then the child passes away. The Art Scroll makes a very beautiful point, which is look at the difference here between the Isha Shunamis and Hagar. When Yishmael is dying in the desert, so Hagar throws the child at a distance and then turns away. She can't bear to watch her child die. So she leaves him alone and she stands at a distance away from Yishmael. Over here, the Isha Shunamis stays with her son, holds him in her lap, trying to make him as comfortable as possible, knowing that he's dying, but not being able to tear herself away from her child, knowing she wants to at least make her child's last moments as peaceful and comfortable as she can. So, Pasuk Chavalev, Atava Tashkiveu Amitas Yisraelikim. She went up and lays him down in the bed of the Yisraelikim, meaning she goes to Elisha's apartment and lays the boy down in the bed that Elisha would use when he stayed there. Vatizgar ba'adoi, she closes the door, vateitse, and she goes out. So the Malbim says that the Pasuk is telling you that from the beginning of this illness till the child passes away, it happens very quickly in a very short period of time. The Abarbanel says that the Pasuk is, from the fact that the Pasuk tells you that the child got sick and then the child passed away, the point of the Pasuk is to tell you that this wasn't simply that the child fainted because of a heat stroke, but the child actually died. the neshama left the body. It was a complete death. It wasn't just that the child fainted. And the pasuk is also telling you the bitachon of this woman, that she doesn't try to cure the child, because Elisha had promised her that the child would grow up and be a healthy boy and be a healthy adult. Because she told Elisha, don't give me a child that I'm going to embrace and then the child's going to die. I want to see the child to adulthood, or I'd rather not go through the whole experience. So since Elisha had given her that promise, so she didn't try to heal the child, because the promise of Elisha was going to ensure that this child would survive. And furthermore, even after death, she doesn't cry out. She doesn't make even known to her husband what happened. She knows simply that she's got to go to the Navi, that the Navi is going to be the one to help her. The Rabak says that specifically she lays the boy down in Elisha's bed because the hope was that the schus of the Navi would protect him while she went to get Elisha to come and revive him. Furthermore, says the Me'am Lo'ez, Elisha's room had special significance. It symbolized the woman's dedication to Hachnasas Archim, to hosting Elisha. So the tefillah that she davens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring the child back to life in the schus of her building that room for the Navi, and in hosting the Navi and giving the Navi a place where the Navi could connect with the Shekhinah in privacy.